Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My next guest is on the line. He's Peter Gordon. He's Group CEO of the South African Meat Processors Association, and we are going to be discussing the awful increase in the price of meat. Peter Gordon, thanks for being with me on Hi FM this morning.
No, you're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
Peter, so give me a snapshot. What is happening in the meat industry right now, and why are prices climbing so sharply?
Well, I think in beef, the biggest issue at the moment is foot and mouth disease, which has received a lot of publicity. It has affected a large number of cattle in different areas of the country. And the reality is that FMD is a disease that is not going to be beaten or conquered anytime soon. It's fairly widespread across the northern provinces. And as a country, we are not able to produce sufficient vaccines to vaccinate our entire cattle herd. So, you know, foot and mouth is something that has to be managed very carefully. And the impact that it has is that animals that are affected with FMD may not be slaughtered for human consumption, which means that there's a limited access to all the cattle of the country. So that's the one part of it. But the other part that one must realize is this time of the year, there's always an increase in demand for beef. And with the increase in demand and a constrained supply, you're going to have price increases on certain selected cuts. So consumers need to box smart at this time of the year. And if they want to eat the prime cuts, so rump, sirloin, fillet, those kind of expensive prime cuts, they will pay a premium. But there's still value to be had in some of the four-quarter cuts, products like mince, stewing meat. And we see this every year. We see an increase in prices around the Christmas, New Year period, as many people have big social functions, family gatherings, and demand simply increases, and there's a finite supply. So I think that's what's driving it. I don't think it's an abnormal phenomena, but it's aggravated by the foot and mouth restrictions on the availability of cattle for slaughter.
And just so that I can understand, if we look at prior years, you said there generally are increases around about this time of the year. How's this increase compared to previous years' increases?
Yeah, I don't have statistics on that, to be honest with you. I don't have all that information to hand, but I would think if you go back and look at it, there would definitely be a steeper increase in prices this year than last year. And that's also born out of the fact that I think people feel that a little bit more positive about the economy. Interest rates have come down. And I think possibly people have got a few more rands in their pocket to spend on spoiling and indulging themselves. So people are looking to go to restaurants. And bear in mind that if we have a very good tourist season, which all indications are that we're going to have, those tourists come here and sit in restaurants eating prime cuts. So they don't go to a restaurant to eat meatballs. They go to a restaurant to eat a steak or a fillet. And consequently, the pressure on those cuts increases, the availability decreases, and prices, you know, reflect that supply-demand process, which is, you know, that's just a normal way any economy or any product price structure would work.
It's fascinating. It never occurred to me that the increase in the number of tourists would affect a meat price. But I mean, it makes absolute sense what you're saying. It's just that I haven't got my head around the fact that that's such a significant contributor to the economy. Things are definitely changing. In terms of feed and fuel costs, are those important input costs?
Just to repeat that, I missed that part of the question.
I was saying food, feed and fuel costs. I'm just wondering if they remain pretty stable over the past couple of months.
Maize price is considerably down on last year. I mean, the maize price is 30% below last year. Fuel prices are about on par with last year. So I don't think those have had significant impacts. I mean, clearly what does impact pricing is there is a natural inflation that will be across the country. But I think if you look at inflationary percentages, they're fairly in line and aligned with most of the costs. I mean, input costs will always go up. But if you look at where our inflation is as a broad industry, it's pretty aligned with where the government expected it to be at about 4%. But, you know, obviously there are always price cost pressures in every sector, but I don't think that's having a major impact. I think the biggest issue on beef prices is foot and mouth, and then there's also just a normal uptick in demand for prime cuts. And I think the point one needs to make is, for example, you know, fillet. Fillet's only 1.4% of a carcass by weight. So if you have a lot of restaurants demanding fillet, it's easy to see that you very quickly run out, demand exceeds supply. Sure. And the moment that happens, you're going to see prices accelerate as people, you know, demand more for those prime cuts. And you won't slaughter an animal just to get the fillet, because you've then got, you know, you've got 98% of the carcass you've left behind. So you've got to balance the carcass all the time and find a home for all the bits and pieces. So I think that is really what's driving this at the moment. By contrast, though, you'll see that pig prices and pork prices are offering really good value at the moment. And that's partly because the feed price has come down. And so its value relative to beef would be considerably better. But I understand that not everybody is able to eat pork. So it doesn't have the same universal appeal as, say, chicken and beef.
Sure. Your organization, Sampa, I'm just wondering if there's anything that you can do to assist in any way to kind of motivate to stabilize prices. But I'm also wondering whether it isn't, in fact, in the interests of your members that the prices actually do increase. Where do you stand on this issue?
Well, our members don't sell fresh beef as a rule. We are processors, so we produce things like bacon, bologna, ham, Viennas, Russians. And in our sector, our biggest raw material is mechanically deboned chicken meat, which we import from Brazil. And in fact, I think we offer outstanding value for money across the processed meat ranges. And that would include things like ham, gammons for Christmas, corned beef and tongue, which is popular across the country. So, you know, I think there's a lot of value to be had if you go and look for it. But I think part of the challenge is people have a little bit of extra in their pocket over Christmas. They want to trade up. They want to eat better for their Christmas and celebrate with maybe better product. And so they look at the prime cuts and they sort of start looking at rump and sirloin, ribeye, fillet. And then you're going to be in that high price commodity bracket where if you go and look for value and you look at, you know, silver side or gammon or if you look at your Russians and, you know, those kind of products, which you might eat in a more of a buffet lunch type of scenario rather than a main meal, you're not going to serve it on a Christmas table. You definitely can get very good value for money.
Peter, final question for you this morning. Looking ahead, is your expectation that prices will stabilize or are we entering a new era of kind of permanently higher prices?
Well, I think beef is going to remain a problem for 2026. Foot and mouth, sadly, is not going away, and we don't have the access to vaccines sufficient enough to vaccinate the South African beef cattle herd. There is currently foot and mouth outbreaks in the Free State, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, and Mpumalanga. So it's pretty widespread across the country, and I think we're going to see sustained pressure on beef prices into the first two quarters of 2026. But I think we'll see other meat prices soften, lamb and pork and poultry will remain pretty stable, I think, right through 26. So, yeah, I think for consumers, there's definitely opportunities and good prices to be had. But I think you've got to box smart when you're going shopping and, you know, understand that beef is going to remain, it's going to remain expensive given that FMD is not something we're going to make go away anytime soon.
Peter Gordon, Group CEO of the South African Meat Processors Association, thank you for chatting to me on Kai FM this morning.